Senator Thune, the Republican from South Dakota, and I teamed up for this bill, along with two House members, including another rep from South Dakota. And we passed the Ocean Shipping Reform Act through the Senate today. And what the bill does is it says, you know, these international shipping conglomerates have been ripping off American farmers, manufacturers, and consumers by charging sometimes four times what they used to charge for shipping. There's no excuse for it because they've made seven times the profit from one year to the next, and that's $190 billion in profits. They're almost all foreign-owned. And so meanwhile, our producers of ag or manufacturing have had trouble actually getting their goods on the ships. They send back empty containers, and then they pick stuff up in China, fill up the crates, bring them back, and then don't put American-made goods on the ship. So that's problem one. The second problem is they're just charging too much. And the third problem is they've actually retaliated against some of the people that have complained about it. And so all of those things are fixed with this bill, and we require the Federal Maritime Commission to immediately put some standards in place so this stops.
It's going to be something that's going to help producers, as you mentioned, as far as the impact that consumers will see. I mean, I know anybody that's gone grocery shopping over the course of the last, you know, several months or even since the pandemic started, there have been supply chain issues. Are we going to see a difference on store shelves, and when might we see that?
Well, yes, and it's not just because of this change. The fact that, first of all, more oil is getting released today from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve should help not just with gas prices, but also with goods and getting things out. Secondly, we need more workers, and that's everything from training workers and kids in getting 1 and 2 year degrees where we know we have the job openings in construction and manufacturing and healthcare and technology. And then the third thing is stuff like this. Our infrastructure, we've invested in that. But then when we have ripoffs, pharma companies are ripping off people when they're paying or charging them too high for drug costs. And I've got a way to fix that. And then we also have these international shipping conglomerates ripping us off because they're charging way too much for shipping. And they're just literally lining their pockets at the expense of Minnesota consumers and businesses and farmers.
We've got overwhelming support for this in the House. They passed it by 364 to 60. Is there a composite that needs to be passed by both chambers, or does this go on for the president's signature right now?
Good question. Well, and I will say the Senate passed it unanimously. Yes, the bills are slightly different, but we know we can work out the differences. So we have to do that first, but that isn't some big procedure. It's either going to be a part of a bill called the American Competes Act or on its own, then the president signs it into law. But meanwhile, even before it becomes law, these international shipping conglomerates are well aware that the Senate and the House have spoken out really loudly about this. And my guess is it makes them not rip off people as much and ship more goods. Because if they keep doing this, even before the bill takes effect, we're going to do something even worse to them. And I think they know that.